Violet, where's Declan? Jackson asked again.
I don't know. I did his brief, expunged his records, and he went on his way. Clandestine services is compartmentalized. I don't know his new identity, and the agent assigning it doesn't know his past.
He hasn't contacted you since he's been under? Before he left?
Jackson didn't look like he believed me. Not that I blamed him. I hadn't seen my brother since we were separated, I told him. I didn't even remember him. Shame washed over me. What kind of person did that make me? I couldn't remember what my parents looked like, what they sounded like. Had my birth mother lovingly tucked me into bed at night? Did she rock me and sing to me? I had a twin, one I assumed I'd been close to for the first 3 years of my life. When had I forgotten about him? It knotted my stomach when I tried to remember if I'd ever cried for them, if I'd cried for Declan, at the loss of my family.
What do you mean you don't remember? Jasmine asked.
I was only three. I don't remember anything from that time. I don't remember my birth parents and didn't remember Declan. My parents, Dave and Bonnie, never said anything about him.
And you never looked into your past?
Jackson asked, skepticism lacing his tone. No. Thankfully, Zane had come back into the room and was done with his phone call, cutting off any further questioning about my adoption.
There's been a change of plans. Jasmine, you and Violet are staying here, he announced.
No way. I need to go with you, I protested. You need me in order to find Wolf's team.
I don't need you for anything. Tech sent the software I need to track the guidance system on the drone. If the team activates it, I'll have a lock on their location. You're staying in this room.
I have to go.
You're not going, Violet. End of story.
If I don't get the chip out of the drone, Manuel will sell the names. Hundreds of people will die. Everything I've done to keep them safe will be for naught. You don't understand. I don't have a choice. Please. I wasn't above begging. I'd given up everything to save my brother and the other operatives. I was so close. I never should have trusted Zane Lewis. I knew better. I'd learned some hard lessons over the last few months. There were no decent people left in this world. No one I could trust to help me.
Woman, did you really think I was going to let you get your hands on the chip and be an accomplice to treason? Zane asked.
What? Why did you bring me then?
I'd tell you, but my answer will piss you off, he smirked.
Since when do you care who you piss off? I was already mad. There wasn't much more Zane could do to me to anger me more.
I brought you along to keep an eye on you. Did you really think I trusted you enough to leave you behind? I'm sure there is more that you're not telling us, and until I extract every last piece of intel from you, you'll be glued to one of my men.
Zane stopped to smile.
Or Jasmine. Though I think you'll find after today you wished I'd left Jackson or Eric behind. Their patience level far exceeds Jasmine's.
You're unbelievable. I brought this to you. If I hadn't, Wolf's team would have been left to die. I'm not the enemy here.
You're giving yourself too much credit. Wolf is smart. So is his team. Even if they walked into an ambush, I have no doubt they'd get themselves out. I'm here for one reason only. Backup. And for the record, you are the enemy. And don't forget it. No one else has.